addressing journalists at the Bulawayo Press Club today, MDCT Organizing Secretary Abednego Bebe said the party's top officials will lead the planned demonstration, but noted that he could not give more information on the issue. He added that the MDCT expects thousands of party supporters and ordinary people across the political divide to turn up to show their anger against the ZANU-PF government, which he claimed is responsible for the hardships that the nation is facing.
There is hunger in this country, unemployment in this country. Everything else is upside down. We are saying it is our time, it is our opportunity. Let's go and talk, let's go and talk loudly. And we believe that if we talk loudly, one way or the other, there are other people that within that regime that are going to listen and hear. And if not so, we believe that no one can stop people power.
While Mr. Mugabe and ZANU-PF supporters described as a resounding success yesterday's Million Men March in Harare to show support for the 92-year-old Zimbabwean leader, Bebe slammed the president for saying he will remain in office as long as people continue to elect him. He also attacked Zimbabweans who say President Mugabe should continue ruling the nation.
If I hear a whole person who is 92 years old claiming that he's not going anywhere and the people clapping, then I've got all the reason to say those people that were clapping need mental examination. Because they are not normal human beings. Any normal human being knows that a person, when he reaches that kind of age, he needs to rest.
But Psychology Maziwisa, ZANU-PF's Member of Parliament for Highfield West, insisted they want him to stay in power.
You can make that claim if it's just two people supporting President Mugabe or five people. We are saying President Mugabe's leadership is plain. It is clear for everybody to see. He's an African icon. He has done remarkable work, not just for Zimbabwe, but for Africa. He's celebrated across the African continent. And we are, you know, privileged and lucky as a party and as a people to be associated with President Robert Mugabe. And that's exactly what we did yesterday, to say we appreciate you for that. We thank you. We salute your leadership. And we're going to keep rallying behind you for as long as possible.
Maziwisa further said the MDCT march will be a waste of time.
It's a failed attempt to try and counter the extraordinary match that we had yesterday, and it will come to naught. And I say this simply because you don't organize a match to try and counter something that was done on the lines of principle and on the basis of celebrating an African icon. I don't understand who they'll be celebrating. Morgan Tsvangirai is just a failed opposition politician who has tried to unseat President Robert Mugabe not once, not twice, but on several occasions, and failed dismally. And he has failed because He is bereft of policy ideas.
Responding to a question on the effectiveness of staging such protests, Bebe stressed that his party is based on principles of social democracy and is committed to gaining power through peaceful means. But one Bulawayo youth, who only identified himself as Tabani, said while he's unhappy about the situation in the country, he does not believe that such demonstrations can change anything.
It's just lip service. It's a much to do about nothing. They are saying it, this much is going to achieve this much, but there's nothing. You don't have concrete evidence that the march have forced the government to change. So I think, personally, I think the march are just waste of resources, waste of time for the youth who must be busy looking for money, but they are busy just marching.
The MDCT is staging public demonstrations to show its displeasure on serious socio-economic and political problems faced by Zimbabweans under the ZANU-PF government. An MDCT demonstration held in Harare last month drew thousands of supporters. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.